This palace was built during the reign of King William III and his wife, Queen Mary II, the only royal couple in our history to rule equally as king and queen. Constructed in the 1680s, much of the work seen today was completed by noted architect Sir Christopher Wren, who also designed St. Paul's Cathedral, among his dozens of other projects. It began as a modest mansion known as Nottingham House, and was transformed in the decades to come into a stylish and beautiful palace suitable for royalty. William and Mary already had many properties and palaces in London to choose from. However, William suffered particularly with asthma, and even in the 17th century, the air of London was considered polluted. To ease his health maladies, William and Mary decided to base themselves outside of the city in what was, at the time, the countryside, Kensington. In fact, it was their move here that turned Kensington into the fashionable and expensive district it remains today. Speaking of William, the statue that stands between the front gates and the palace is that of the king, who wasn't exactly a popular person. His wife, Queen Mary II, absolutely was, but when she died in 1694, leaving William as sole monarch, the public were not impressed. Now, we mentioned earlier that J.M. Barrie took a lot of inspiration from Kensington Gardens when writing his stories about Peter Pan, and it's said that it is no coincidence that if you were to imagine William's statue with a hook instead of a right hand, he may just resemble a certain famous pirate. Throughout the years, many royals have departed this earth and arrived to it right here at Kensington Palace. King William III, Queen Mary II, and her sister, Queen Anne, all died here, and our late queen's grandmother was born inside in 1867. Most famously of all, it was at Kensington Palace where Queen Victoria came into the world in 1819, and where she would live, under a strict regime led by her mother, until her accession to the throne upon the death of her uncle, King William IV, in 1837, the news of which she received here, inside the palace. In more modern times, it also served as the home of Queen Elizabeth II's sister, Princess Margaret, and perhaps most famously, Elizabeth's daughter-in-law, Diana, Princess of Wales. It was in the 1990s that Diana and her sons moved here after her divorce from the then Prince Charles, and it was while she was living here that she was killed in Paris on the 31st of August, 1997. The night before her funeral, her coffin was kept in the palace, and it was from this location that it was taken, on gun carriage, on the 6th of September, 1997, to Westminster Abbey for her funeral. You may recognize the golden front gates, as this was the location for the millions of flowers and tributes, reaching over 5 feet deep, that were placed here shortly after her tragic death. After the funeral, her apartments inside were stripped bare and lay vacant for the next 10 years. On a happier note, it was here at Kensington Palace where Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, announced their engagement. They lived at the palace after their marriage until their son was born in May 2019. Today, however, the palace is better known as the official residence of the Prince and Princess of Wales, who lived here full-time from 2017 until the summer of 2022. Back then, it wasn't uncommon for park visitors to catch a glimpse of William or Catherine doing the school run for one of their three children, although these days they spend most of their time at Windsor.